It's Thursday, the day we read from your letters. Ruth Thompson of Los Angeles writes, I listened with horror to the story of the laboratory that recently created the polio virus. Your reporter said, and I'm paraphrasing, that the great worry was that if scientists can create the polio virus, then perhaps they could create another virus that was really bad. Actually, something nasty like smallpox, were the words of reporter Joe Palka. Ms. Thompson says, as a polio survivor who now needs to use a wheelchair and can no longer work, let me assure you, polio is really bad.
And yesterday's story about the HIV-positive Muppet on Sesame Street in South Africa led many listeners to write, for one, Paul Voiles of South Orange, New Jersey.
Mr. Voiles was struck by the criticism voiced by Robert Knight of the conservative think tank the Culture and Family Institute. He writes, Mr. Knight seemed to suggest that an HIV-positive Muppet somehow sexualizes children. He must be under some misapprehension about how children get HIV. They don't have sex with anyone. They're born to HIV-infected mothers. Millions of African children will be orphaned and then die young because of HIV. If a Muppet can make them less lonely and ostracized, the effort deserves our support.
Last week, we reported on the Lutheran minister chastised by his church for taking part in an interfaith service after September 11th. Karen Murray of Bloomsbury, New Jersey, reports she was incredulous upon hearing that news until we clarified that this was the Missouri Synod. She writes, the Missouri Synod is a small, conservative, right-wing segment of the Lutheran denomination and certainly does not represent the views of most Lutherans.
But Stephen Saunders of Oak Creek, Wisconsin, writes as one who, and we quote, will presume to speak for Missouri Synod Lutherans around the country, and he says this, the issue within our church concerns whether or not the minister participated in a worship service with clerics who hold differing teachings and beliefs. Even the minister acknowledges that this would have violated the precepts of our church, which holds that there is only one true faith. In your story, you allowed two commentators who do not hold to our faith to note that such belief is immature and inappropriate. Your story was an assault on our faith. Perhaps for your next story, you will ask a Jewish rabbi to criticize the belief system of Roman Catholics or a Muslim cleric to criticize the religious practices of Buddhists.
And some comments came in about something Stefan Fatsis said concerning pro basketball star Allen Iverson. Stefan spoke of Iverson, who was recently arrested, as having grown up in the inner city. Listener Aaron Walton writes, in point of fact, Allen Iverson grew up in Hampton, Virginia, my own hometown. It would be a stretch to characterize this racially mixed middle-class town of roughly 130,000 in the Virginia Tidewater as the inner city. To imply that Iverson is who he is because of some sort of gritty ghetto upbringing is simply to feed into the hype that is constructed to sell hip-hop records and tennis shoes.
Finally, Kristen Hutchinson in Washington, D.C., heard our story about the newly discovered hominid from Chad and wrote admiringly of the work of anthropologists who sift through desert sands in search of such fossils.
However, Hutchinson writes, anthropologists should stick to anthropology and not biology. Anthropologist Bernard Wood misspoke when he said there is only one species of crocodile in Africa. Perhaps he was referring to the Nile crocodile, which is the largest and most widely distributed crocodilian on the continent. But let us not forget the African dwarf crocodile and the slender snouted crocodile. Both these species live in Central and West Africa, and while they are not as well known or as studied as their more famous cousin, they certainly should not be overlooked.
And we'll never overlook them again. Our email address is atc@npr.org. And when you write, please let us know where you're writing from and how you pronounce your name.